hadith from the collection of Tirmidhi, Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya, and the I'm going to read out of two chapters tonight, like a hadith from each of them. For the first chapter, Bab ma ja'a fi haya'i Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about his haya. Now, haya is often explained or translated as modesty. And I always say bi'sa tarjama. It's not a very good translation. Haya is much more than that, by far. Haya is awareness and sensitivity. That's what haya is being aware of where you stand and sensitive to the effects you have on the things around you. And then from that, modesty is born. Because if you're aware of where you are within a community and the effect your appearance has on people, then you dress in a way that's modestly. So modesty is the aftermath, the outcome, the result of having haya. But haya is much more meaningful and much more profound. And I did a full series in Khawatir about this a year or so ago or more. So I'm not going to make so much time. But this talk, we have a hadith. I'm going to recite one of them for you. Qala, حدثنا محمود بن غيلان قال حدثنا أبو داود قال حدثنا شعبة عن قتادة قال سمعت عبد الله بن أبي عتبة يحدث عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها وكان إذا كره شيئا عرفناه في وجهه صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين. أبو سعيد الخدري tells us the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had more حياء than a young lady who has not been yet introduced to men in her life, fi khidriha, when she is in a position where there are men there and she is behind walls or behind barriers, then she has a lot of haya. She does not want to present herself, she doesn't want to be seen by them, she doesn't want to talk to them, she feels that haya. So the Prophet ﷺ had more haya than that, but not in the same form, obviously. Meaning, it goes without saying that the haya he had ﷺ is not of the exact same nature. But the hadith is talking about the amount of it. The nature is not that the Prophet ﷺ was not bashful to speak to people. No, that's not. So the comparison, the literal comparison here, the literal analogy is not going to work. But the figurative analogy does. Meaning how much haya she has within the situation that she is in, the Prophet ﷺ has more haya than that in his situation that he is in ﷺ, which is having haya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from people of falling into something that would be harmful. He's very aware and he's very sensitive to people around him. وَكَانَ إِذَا كَرِهَ شَيْئًا عَرَفْنَاهُ فِي وَجْهِهِ. Meaning you would know if he liked something or disliked something but just by looking at him. Why? Because someone who has haya is someone who wears his heart on his sleeve, is a person who is very, there's a certain degree of clarity in their emotions and the way that they express themselves. They don't have two faces, they don't have a lot of filters. The Prophet ﷺ, if he didn't like something, you would know it. And if he liked something, you would know it. Because he didn't hide anything, ﷺ. He was just, he behaved based on his fitrah, ﷺ. And this is a beautiful description. The second chapter is, بَابْ مَا جَاءَ فِي أَسْمَاءِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Talking about his names. So I have two hadith and I'll recite to you quickly. قَالَ حدثنا محمد بن طريف الكوفي قال حدثنا أبو بكر بن عياش عن عاصم عن أبي وائل عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال لقيت النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في بعض طرق المدينة فقال. So Hudhayfah says that I ran into the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام one day in one of the alleys of Medina, and when he saw me he said the following: قال أنا محمد وأنا أحمد وأنا نبي الرحمة وأنا نبي التوبة وأنا المقفي وأنا الحاشر وأنا نبي الملاحم. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام stood there and told Hudhayfah a few people. Hudhayfah was Amin al-Sir. So he the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام entrusted him with certain pieces of information, and he always kind of يحمله, as the wording in other books say, meaning he would deposit information with Hudhayfah to later on give that he thought important. And here he explained to Hudhayfah certain aspects of his names, alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is Ahmad, as the Quran points out. When he is Nabi al-Rahma, he is the prophet or the messenger of empathy and compassion. When he is Nabi al-Tawbah, and he is the prophet and messenger of repentance and forgiveness. Or al-Muqaffi is the person who follows the ways of those who came before him. So al-Muqaffi is the one who follows in the footsteps of those who came before him. So referring to Adam and Nuh alayhi salam and all the prophets who walked before him alayhi salam, did not قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. I didn't come and innovate in prophecy. I followed the prophecies that were before me. وَنَا الْحَاشِرْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He is the person on his feet. All of the people will be brought يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ for their judgment. It's towards him, alayhi salatu wasalam, that we are all walking when we leave our graves on the day of resurrection. We don't know it. We don't know it at the time, but we find it out soon enough on the day of judgment when we find ourselves walking towards him, alayhi salatu wasalam, as people come to him. And if you don't know it when you're walking out of your grave, you find out after people start getting desperate because they want hisab to begin. It's getting so hot that they go and they ask Adam and they ask Nuh and they ask Ibrahim and they ask Musa and they ask Isa, and none of them can intercede or intervene or perform an intercession. And then they go to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he performs it. So he's al-hashir. People come to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the solution. Wa nabiyul malahim. And he is the prophet of the great wars. There's other hadith, another name that exists in one of these hadith that is authentic as well. قَالَ وَأَنَا الْعَاقِبُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ نَبِيٌّ. العاقب meaning the one who comes at the end, that there will be no prophet after me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in. A long legacy of prophecies and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to this earth to speak to his people. In one way or the other, all of them coming with the same message, with the same teaching. And at the end, everything that starts will end. And as prophecies began with our father, alayhi salam, Adam, it ended with our teacher, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah grant us the ability to follow him and to learn from him. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, shalla la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruhu bilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khair wa barakallahu fikum. Salam.